just got a word for you and for myself. And I'm going to read it really quickly from Psalm 27. You don't have to look for it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You know, I've read the psalm, and I know you have too, but I never saw the connection between an army encamping around me and entering into the house of the Lord and beholding his beauty and inquiring in his temple. Do you know there's like a conspiracy of the enemy against your prayer life? Have you experienced that? The enemy doesn't want us to pray. It's almost like they stand in array and they say, you ain't going nowhere. You're not coming in here. But that just creates a hunger and a desire. Says, wait a minute. If they're so eager to block my way to get there, then I know my God is going to make a way even where there seems to be no way. Amen? So I just want to encourage you tonight. And I want to speak a word over your life that the enemy is going to be surprised. The enemy is going to be overwhelmed. Even though right now you may feel overwhelmed, God is going to turn the table over on the enemy. You know what I'm talking about. We've been experiencing, even in our culture in America, we've been experiencing surprises, right? We're living in a day of surprises. A beauty pageant, they announce one beauty pageant as the winner, and then they say, oops, sorry, wrong card or whatever. Take the crown off of her head and put it on somebody else. And the enemy wants to tell you that he's victorious over your life, that he's got you dominated, that he's never going to allow you to enter into the prayer closet. He's not going to allow you to become a prayer warrior. He's not going to allow you to be victorious in your prayer walk. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus is taking the throne off, the crown off of his head and putting it on his people's head. Amen? I think some people were watching the football game, I think the Super Bowl, and some of them just gave up because their team was not winning. Almost at the end of the game, they turned the set off, only to find out the next morning that the other team had won, right? Surprises. At the Oscars, they named some group that was going to get the Oscars, and then they say, oops, wrong envelope. Surprises. The enemy's going to be surprised. I don't want to get into it, but in politics, this nation was surprised. Regardless of who you voted for, it was a surprise for everyone. Am I right? So when the enemy says you're out, you're not out. If you feel outnumbered, remember the Syrians came against the Israelites, and they had heard that the God of the Israelites was a God of the hills and could conquer them as long as they were on the hills, on the hilltops, on the mountaintops. They had the advantage. So they decided to attack them in the plain and in the valley. But the Lord God is the God of the hills and the God of the valleys. It says in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 28, that the Lord says, because the Syrians have said that I'm a God only of the hills, I'm going to give you the victory in the plain. And the enemy may be telling you that you've had victory in your life at times because you were in the Word and you were going to church and you were doing everything right. And right now you feel like a failure and you feel like you're outnumbered. You feel like you're outmatched right now with the enemy around you, surrounding you. You just feel like you're going down. My friend, in the name of the Lord, you raise your eyes to the cross of Jesus Christ, to the one who conquered your enemies, made an open display and conquered and defeated the one who tells you you're not going on with God. You can pray in Jesus' name. You don't come relying on your own goodness. You don't come relying on your own righteousness because you did everything right this week. We don't come because we're doing everything in ministry the way it should be and everything's flowing and we feel the anointing upon us. We come in Jesus' name. We come because of the cross of Calvary. We come when we're weak. We come when we feel strong. We come when we're sick. We come when we're healthy. We come when there's money and we come when there's no money. We come to the Lord. He is the King of Kings. He's mighty in battle. We sang it tonight. He's a mighty warrior. He's great in battle. Amen? You feel outmatched because of the enemy's strength over your life, the size of the enemy, the experience of the enemy, the training of the enemy. And you feel outmatched like David, young David facing Goliath. But my friends, when he came against the armies of Israel, David understood one thing, that when you touch the armies of Israel, you touch the apple of his eye. You've touched his anointed. When the enemy comes against you, you can say, God, the battle belongs to you. He came against that which was bought by you. I belong to Jesus Christ. He paid the price for me on Calvary. Amen? So when the enemy is trying to resist and keep me from pressing in and going in all the way with God and giving him and surrendering all my life, and he tells me I can't do it, I look to the cross and I say, God, he's coming against your beloved, the apple of your eye. He's coming against the cherished child of your womb, your arms, and you love your child so much. He's not going to allow the enemy to bully you. He's not going to sit idle while the enemy bullies you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's your father, and he's a good, good father. He will rise up, and he'll say, this far and no further. It doesn't matter who's trying to push you back. Amen? It doesn't matter what voices you're hearing in your head. It doesn't matter if it's the image you're seeing in the mirror and you're looking at your own failures. You're looking at your own debt and you feel like you owe a great debt and you can never pay it. My friends, you look to the cross where he says it's finished. It's been paid for. You have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And because of the cross, we have access to come in boldly before his throne. Amen? You may feel like an outcast. There was a lady who she was a sinner, and she came in and she poured her alabaster box, broke it before the Lord, anointed his feet with weeping. And the people were thinking, if he only knew how much of a sinner she was. And you may be under that type of voice tonight. Oh, everybody sees me raising my hands, but God knows who I am. God knows what a mess I am. My friends, in the name of the Lord, you can trust the one who rises up. He didn't even let her defend herself. He rose up and he began to speak to that crowd that was accusing her, that was treating her like an outcast. Amen? Let the Lord fight your battles in faith. In faith. You don't even have to try to push those voices aside. Don't even try to do that in your own strength. Let God push those voices aside. Are you here? You're going through a dark tunnel. Let God shed his light upon you. Let his word find an anchor, a resting place in your heart. Let him dispel the darkness. He is the light of the world. Amen? Amen. Trust him. You may feel like an outlaw. You may feel like you've blown it. You've blown it. Everybody's against you. Everybody knows that you've done wrong. The people in your family come against you. The people on your job are coming against you. Zacchaeus, when Jesus told Zacchaeus, come down, I need to go to your house tonight. Everybody, it says all the people began to murmur. All the people. And you may feel like that tonight. You may feel like it's the world against you. And I'm here to tell you, God is on your side. God is on your side. Jesus stood up and said, this day salvation has come to this house. He's a son of Abraham also. Don't be looking at him like an outlaw, like an outcast. He's a son of Abraham. He is my child. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. The enemy tells us we're lost. In this respect, you can agree with him. We're giving you permission to agree with him. He tells you, you're lost. But then when he tells you there's no hope for you, you say, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. I may be lost. I may be confused. I may be a mess, an utter mess. And the enemy is telling me, who are you to pray? Who are you to raise up hands and say, I lift up holy hands? Who are you? You know what you've done. You know the thoughts of your mind. And you say, Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And that means me. And that's why I come in boldness, in prayer. Not because I got it all together, but because he got it all together. And he's the one I'm praying to. We're not shooting words up into the sky. We're not shooting words up into the air. We're crying out to the King of Kings, to the one who's great in battle, the one who wants to fight your battles. So let him fight your battles, my friends. He's going to surprise the enemy. He's going to astound the enemy. He's going to change things that were going this way, and he's going to turn it around completely this way. One man who was not fulfilling his promises to his children, all of a sudden now is going to become a man who's going to be there for his children. And his children are going to say, wow, Dad is beginning to be there for me. God is going to surprise our neighbors. God is going to surprise our neighborhood. God is going to surprise our coworkers, our employers, our employees. God is going to surprise the city of New York. God is going to surprise your neighborhood. Those of you who are listening to us online, God is going to surprise your family with the change that he brings about in your heart, because you're praying to God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's give him praise tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus, for the victory that's ours, not because of anything we've done. We thank you for the victory that was won for us on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for the blood that was shed. We stand tonight covered in your righteousness with the best robe, oh God, with a ring on our finger, with shoes on our feet. God, we thank you, God, for blessing us with your mercy and your grace. And it's in that boldness, in that confidence that we come. We come against every enemy of our soul. We come against the harassing spirits that have wanted to keep us out of the prayer closet. We come against the harassing voices that have wanted to keep us from getting into your word. God, we come against laziness. We come against distraction. We come against everything of our own flesh, everything of our own mind that wants to hinder us from walking in complete truth and in all the blessings and all the promises that you purchased for us on Calvary. We stand in the name of Jesus, in your authority, and in no other name. We give you glory. We give you praise. And now we pray, dear God, that there would be such a change that the enemy would be taken aback. Oh God, that he would fall back, dear God, at the change that you bring about in our hearts, dear God. Make us the husbands that you've called us to be. Make us the wives you've called us to be. The parents that you've called us to be. The workers that you've called us to be. The servants in your house that you've called us to be. The missionaries and the examples and the ambassadors of your grace that you've called us to be. And we will forever give you the praise, because we know where our strength comes from. Our strength comes from the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.